Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Syndicated radio program nationwide as well as globally on the internet and some radio stations. We try to talk about things from the perspective of peace, freedom, liberty, and prosperity. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join our conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. 6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Now, in the previous hour, we mentioned just before the break that we were going to talk about an L.A. firefighter being investigated for literally wiping his ass with a vaccine mandate letter.
Investigated in quotes. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. And why would this call for an investigation?
Did he really do it?
Like,
do we have a DNA sample?
Is this,
picture didn't happen.
Is this necessary to investigate? You know, I don't know. But you brought this in from ZeroHedge.com, Richie Rich.
I did, because, again, weird stuff, funny stuff. That's my jam. A firefighter in L.A. has been placed on leave and is under investigation after he literally wiped his ass with a vaccine mandate notification letter.
Now I have a question. Is it literally or literally?
I'm going to say it depends on where you're from.
Really?
And
you think that's a regional thing?
Maybe.
Literally versus literally?
And it's also easier for me to say it that way with the tongue ring. Otherwise, it sounds weird.
Okay.
So I try to over-enunciate things that might be obfuscated by the tongue ring.
I mean, I have no preference how you say it.
Literally.
I just don't know. Like, I tend to probably say literally.
Okay. Literally. Like,
yeah, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Instead
literally.
Of literally. I don't put the ch sound
right
in there, but, you know, whatever.
It's tomato, literally, tomato. Literally. The Los Angeles Times reported the LAFD member responded to receiving the noncompliance letter by dropping his pants and wiping his buttocks with the letter.
Good man.
Buttocks. Such a good word. Buttocks. Yeah, it's just, I just like the word.
The report adds that the firefighter left a fecal matter on the document before dropping it to the ground. According to the Stentorians of Los Angeles City, a group representing African American firefighters.
Did he like crumple it up first, or did he just like, and then just, you know?
I would hope he crumpled it a little bit, because if he just went with it, you might like paper cut, and that's a sensitive area, man.
Yeah, it sure is.
LAFD spokeswoman Cheryl Gattuso told the Times that the department is aware of the seriousness of the allegations and took immediate action upon learning of this incident.
I mean, this sounds a lot like, we've heard this occasionally, where like somebody's going to quit their job and they decide to take a dump on their boss's desk.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of what this reminds me of. They're like, oh, yeah? Well, here, I'm just going to wipe my butt with this letter.
Yeah. Or like the public quittings at Walmart where they get on the intercom to let everyone know that, you know,
the manager sucks or
yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Gattuso said that the first responder will face the consequences of any inappropriate acts.
I wonder what the consequences are for this. Like, is there something in the LA firefighters handbook? Is there a rule that says, should you wipe your butt with, like, official documentation, this is the penalty?
So,
I doubt
it's going to be in there now, right?
Right.
And 50 years from now, some newbie firefighter is going to, like, actually read the handbook. And he's going to wonder why that clause is in there. And there's going to be, like, some myth, legendary story about, you don't know, man, 50 years ago, Steve just jumped up on the desk and wiped his ass with the document that they sent over.
Perhaps
that dude is a legend.
Perhaps there'll be a link to the archive of Free Talk Live to help explain the situation.
And in that, no matter how our members react, all city employees must abide by the city ordinance. Either file for an exemption, get vaccinated, or face termination.
Like death seems extreme. They don't have to kill these firefighters.
I mean, job termination?
Oh, job termination. Okay.
Not extermination.
It just faced termination. Okay. I mean, it didn't say job termination. Okay. Sorry, my bad. My bad. I assumed they were going to kill people.
We've been talking about rentahitman.com. You can let COVID run its course, and it'll take care of all the unvaccinated anyway.
We've been talking about rentahitman.com and stuff, so I'm apologize.
Okay, so from the firefighter perspective, right, like, do you anticipate keeping your job after this? It seems like the way to walk out the door with emphasis.
Yes.
Right.
Well, because he was going to get fired anyways for being unvaccinated.
Right.
And, you know, like people try to do their religious exemptions or whatever, but that I haven't really seen that to work
in most cases. This is one of those take this job and shove it actions.
Right.
Yeah.
So, does he even care?
Doubt it. Yeah.
Oh, no. You either have to file an exemption, get vaccinated, or face termination. He's like, I just wiped my ass with the letter. You think I care that you're about to fire me?
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm obviously not coming back.
Right.
You know, or maybe they're like, maybe he was such a good firefighter.
Okay.
That they're like, oh my God, we can't let, I don't know what his name is. What's his name? Does it mention?
Oh man, I got to double check.
Richard.
Mr. Cranium.
That was a good call.
Bob is such a good firefighter that, you know, we got to get him back. Yeah, sure. He wiped his butt with our vaccine letter, but like, you know, he was that good. I don't know.
I mean, it's always nice to, like, think that you're that good, that you can get away with stuff like this at your job. Like, they wouldn't fire me. I'm good at what I do.
Something like this, I expect I'd be fired.
Yeah, well, that's
no matter what job.
Right. So, like, why the investigation? Right? Like, what do they really? Is he going to deny it?
Unless
you get a formal investigation, I'm denying that I ever wiped my buttocks with
unless,
that letter.
Unless I was, like, a product tester for, like, Charmin.
Oh, man.
Right? Then maybe I might not get fired for this particular thing. But, oops, sorry, I thought it was part of the job.
I don't know, man. The bear did it. Didn't think it would be an issue.
Mr. Whipple comes out. You're squeezing too hard.
A spokesman for L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said that the mayor's expectation is that the fire department leadership will handle this matter definitively.
They're going to handle the matter?
literally, they're going to handle the matter. And make it clear that these appalling actions will not deter enforcement of rules that were put into place to save lives. So if he's expecting to get fired, fine, right? But what if that's the example that gets set, and all the other firefighters go like, well, I'm just going to wipe my ass too. They can't fire all of us.
Also, right? I would just like to point out that as a person who I always hate saying I own property because I don't. I'm paying on some property. I have a mortgage and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But you understand what I'm saying when I say as a person who owns property, if my house is burning, I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. Please come and put the fire out.
Great point.
If my house is burning, I only want the guy that wiped his ass with that letter.
Like, oh no, don't save my house. You're unvaccinated. No. No, please, save my house. I don't care your vaccination status.
You're going to run in with the respirator on and lift it to cough on the burning embers just to make sure that COVID spreads?
I'm going
to
run out there and, like, you know, the fireman's already got all sorts of gear. And he's
That's what
mad,
I'm saying.
And I'm going to put one of those little medical masks over the top of it.
coming to your 2022 fireman's calendar.
The hell is wrong with people?
And the thing is, so this is coming out of L.A., right?
Yep.
I'm sure there are thousands of other fire departments this guy could work for around the country that do not require him to be vaccinated.
Good point.
You know, that aren't L.A. I mean, it already sucks to live in L.A. to begin with, you know. Move someplace cooler. This guy sounds cool. He should move someplace cool, like New Hampshire.
So from the other side of that, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine over, like, cops and priests that continue to get relocated when they do something wrong.
Yeah.
And all the whole reputation idea is kind of bunk because once you move out of your town, like, your reputation is wiped clean wherever you move to because it doesn't really follow you. And so even though we're like, this is a positive note for this firefighter, right, and what, like, cheering on what he did, the fact that he could get away with that, just move towns and get another job as a firefighter, is kind of, I don't know how good that is either.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's what the cops and the priests do.
in this case, it is a political motivation.
Right.
But also a health motivation as well. 603-283-6160. Are you going to wipe your ass with your employer's vaccination letter?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live!
I missed the cue.
Sorry. It's just, it's a musical thing. You just wait for the count in your head. It's a silent count.
You must have not been a dancer.
No, not at all.
A pirate dancer? Dancing for money? Oh, it's private dancer, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll dance for money. It won't be good.
Discount
dance party.
Are you guys familiar with a musical artist by the name of Danzig?
Nope. Yes.
I'm not.
Okay, so Danzig was the singer for the Misfits.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then he...
That's because he said Danzig instead of just Danzig.
Danzig, right, yeah. Yeah, it's not two words. It's one word, Danzig. It's a mononym, right? It's like Madonna. Not Madonna. M-U-H, Donna. Madonna. Anyway, Danzig is really easy to have fun with, even though you're not with him. If you just find the word dancing and then replace it with Danzig, it becomes funny. So, like, dancing in the dark becomes Danzig in the dark. You know? You make me feel like dancing becomes you make me feel like Danzig. On and on and on and on.
For anything that you can replace
anything,
dancing.
Okay. Anything, yes, yes. Danzig with the stars. So fun with Danzig.
This is going to be a fun... Danzig Bears. It's going to be a fun Photoshop project for me later tonight.
I want to tell everybody that I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me in the studio.
Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
And Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off. Now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken offline at any moment. We have stopped broadcasting on that channel because we figured they're going to just give it the old axe anyway. But thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, you can download the desktop app at lbry.com. That's lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed to keep it online forever. Again, please follow us on Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com. All right. So we've been talking about this firefighter.
Who did dirty, dirty things with his letter.
What did he... So he was given a letter by his employer, something about a vaccine mandate. He must comply by this date or whatever. And
get an
he,
exemption, comply, or face termination.
Or wipe your butt with it.
And he decided, I'll take D, none of the above.
Option D.
Drop his drawers and wipe his buttocks. With said letter.
Yeah.
And then, like, sort of release it to the ground.
They found fecal matter on the pages.
Weird.
Is that what it says?
Really? Yeah, that was earlier in there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The report adds that the firefighter left fecal matter on the document before dropping it to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, did they expect him to remove it before dropping it to the ground? Like,
I thought it was just, like, a funny thing. I didn't know he really, like, pooped and then wiped with it.
Well, no, he didn't.
Is he, like, planning ahead of time? No, he didn't finish the job the first time? Yeah, I'm going to save this for that letter when they hand it to me.
I don't think he, like, you know, did his business. I think that he probably maybe had an inkling that something was going down and didn't, you know, freshen himself up properly from the morning deuce.
I don't like him anymore. I thought it was cool. Not anymore.
He's a microducer. Knew how to take care of it.
Wow, that's a callback. Nice. Good luck, Richard.
Good luck with that one.
Find the callback to microduce in the archives over at freetalklive.com. Anyway, go ahead, Richie Rich.
A spokesperson for L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said that the mayor's expectation is that the fire department leadership will handle this matter definitively and make it clear that these appalling actions will not deter enforcement of rules that we put in place to save lives. The Fire Commission President Jimmy Woods Gray added, "I am beyond appalled at such an act by the LAFD firefighter."
He's probably rolling in laughter.
Well, these upper management people, they take their jobs way too seriously. Like, I can't believe him. The deadline for city workers to show proof of full compliance with the vaccine mandate has been pushed back in L.A. to December 18th from the initial date of October 20. However, those who have not already complied are seeing $65 deducted from their paycheck twice a week.
Seriously?
What the
F? They can do that?
Which the city says will cover the cost of COVID-19 testing.
Oh, my God. They can test themselves.
Yeah, the cost of a COVID test is not $65.
I thought it was free.
Twice a week. They're paying $130 a week to not be vaccinated. Mayor Garcetti has said, let me be clear.
Wait. How often do they get paid if they're seeing $65 deducted from their paychecks twice a week? So they're, $130 once a week, right? So what are they, they're deducting $65 on Tuesday and Thursday?
I don't know how that works.
Each week? That's got to be a misprint.
Okay. Yeah, it has to be, because that doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what the article says.
Yeah, that's true.
Find the real thing. Mayor Garcetti has said, let me be clear. Any employee who refuses to be vaccinated by this date should be prepared to lose their jobs. As we have previously noted, there is a fierce resistance to the vaccine mandates amongst first responders. Police and firefighters in Los Angeles have formed a resistance group against COVID vaccine mandates for state workers in the city, stating that they aim to maintain human rights, constitutional rights, and civil liberties as sovereign, natural, free human beings and American citizens. You're saying good, right? But, like, the cops, as part of this,
well, I
right,
just,
are also the ones who violate those things on a fairly regular basis.
Again,
they're doing it because it serves their benefit.
I'm going to say the same thing about the larger organization here that we're talking about, not just firefighters, as I did about the firefighters, and that is, if I need an ambulance, you know, if I'm having a heart attack or if I'm injured in some way, I could really care less if you've been frickin' vaccinated. You know, if I'm in a life-threatening situation and you are poised to help me, or even better, employed to help people, right? If you're a nurse, you're a doctor, you're an emergency responder, a first responder of any kind, a volunteer even, I don't care. And I would venture to guess that most people don't care. If their life is in danger, they're not going to give two craps about whether or not you're vaccinated.
Understood, but it just seems a little odd that the cops are saying that they aim to maintain human rights, constitutional rights, civil rights, and civil liberties.
It said first responders, right?
In this one, it was the police and firefighters who formed this resistance group, but there has been pushback from first responders.
There is nothing I would love to see more, though, than people employed as agents of the state turning against the state.
Well, that sounds interesting.
It seems disingenuous to me, because it's just they're saying those things to serve their own self-interest.
Yeah, a little ironic.
Agreed. 603-283-6160. Would you care if somebody trying to save your life, your family, or your property was vaccinated? 603-283-6160.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Back to business for President Biden as he's returned to the White House, and no sooner did he get there on Sunday evening that he got an in-person briefing from Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci and other members of the COVID-19 team at the White House, including National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins, who says of that new variant of COVID-19, there's no evidence to suggest that it's any more deadly than the other forms of the virus.
There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
On CNN's State of the Union, Collins said this is a chance to redouble efforts to fight the overall pandemic, and he's urging everybody who's eligible to get their booster shot. A survey finds most Americans are going to spend about $1,000 on gifts this holiday season, about the same as in 2019. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers will be returning to Capitol Hill this upcoming week, and debate is expected to quickly resume on the Build Back Better bill that President Biden's been pushing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights, getting that bill done, restoring the Senate. He is talking to us about this bill. When I look at this drama in the next month, I break it down into a mini-series. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget. Vast majority of senators support that. We'll get that done.
Washington State is bracing for possible heavy flooding, especially along the Canadian border. The National Guard is on standby. And this is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us in the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
And let's just go ahead and go to an unscreened caller. Unscreened caller, what's your name, please? What's your name?
Anonymous.
Hello, Anonymous. You're on Free Talk Live. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, great. Well, you want to really change the Overton window. U.S. Code 18, Section 242 makes it a felony to violate someone's right under color of law. And that would be really interesting if these police officers and other federal officials would start actually enforcing that, starting with John Roberts for his conduct during the Michael Flynn affair. I mean, there's so many people out there that have had their rights violated under color of law, and this is just never enforced. And that is a 10-year felony. That would be really interesting if people started getting nailed for that one.
For our listeners, can you just sort of tell them what it means to be violated under color of law versus just violating a law?
Or for me, too. I don't know what the difference is.
Anonymous?
Okay. Well, when the FBI sent their FISA warrant over to John Roberts, all that stuff was supposed to be verified. And John Roberts issued a warrant to have his rights violated when all that information was not verified. You know, he had a lot of rights. Him and Carter Page, you know, they got arrested. They had search warrants and all this sort of stuff.
Okay.
When they knew at the very beginning that it was all BS.
So okay, right. So
that is a violation of rights.
I just looked up what does the phrase under the color of law mean. This is a definition arguably from either Wikipedia or justice.gov. Color of law refers to an appearance of legal power to act that may operate in violation of law. For example, if a police officer acts with the color of law authority to arrest somebody, the arrest, if it is made without probable cause, may actually be in violation of law. So yeah.
So that's kind of like the important thing that we've, you know, espoused for, you know, decades now, is like asking the cop, am I free to go or am I being detained?
Right.
Right? Because if they are detaining you and they say, yes, you're being detained, then they have to articulate why they are detaining you. And if they cannot do that, then they are detaining you under color of law, right, yep. My understanding is, rather than actual law.
Right.
And that would be a violation for Anonymous.
Right, correct. Right.
Okay.
So go ahead, Anonymous.
Well, that is a felony. I want to see it enforced.
Who's going to enforce it?
Yeah, it would be nice. I agree with you. I have no faith in the system to do anything in favor of the citizenry, the people, if you will. I don't even like using the word citizen. You know, the system is built for the state and the agents of the state to protect the state, not the people who are funding the state. We are merely cattle for them to milk for our tax dollars and for them to live off of. So I agree with you. I would love to see something like that happen. I'm not going to hold my breath, though, because I don't think anything like that is going to happen. Thanks for the call. Do you guys think anything like that is ever going to happen?
Doubt it.
I doubt it.
You know,
I would have liked to hear some theories on how that would be made possible.
There's
like what needs to be done to put us in a situation where they could, you know.
Well, somebody just needs to stand up, right?
Who and how?
Right, exactly. And the system is constructed in such a way to disallow that,
right,
or to at least disincentivize it.
Right.
There's no incentive for anything like that to occur within the system.
So here in New Hampshire, it's been, again, espoused many times over again, the article in the New Hampshire Constitution, the Right to Revolution Clause.
Yes.
Right? And like, Article 10, like the Right to Revolution, or whatever it happens to be. And so, you know, talking with people like, well, what do you have to do to get to that point where you're allowed to, like, exercise that constitutional right to revolution? And the answer has been basically you have to exhaust all other options. Right.
I don't think that that's true.
Okay.
But I don't think you have to exhaust all other options,
sure,
to invoke that particular thing.
So what do you do then?
That's a good question. I think that
have you tried everything else before you decide to, like, exercise your right to revolt?
And, like, what is everything else? You know, that's, like, pretty broad. Like, that's up for interpretation.
It's voting every 4 years is what it is. So if you're not voting every 4 years or 2 years, what happens to be, then you have not exhausted those options. If you have not petitioned the government for redress, you have not exhausted.
Those options are meaningless, in my opinion.
Understood.
Because they do two things, Jack and S.
Right.
So, like, I could see it being the first thing that you do. Hey, you know what? If the system ain't working, that's the first thing you do. Chuck that thing out the window.
Okay.
You know? But you're right. Like, it doesn't stipulate what needs to be done.
Well, what does that look like here?
And it doesn't stipulate the mechanisms to actually do so.
Well,
yeah.
So it looks cool on paper, right? But how do you enact it?
I mean, I know plenty of people who are revolting.
Okay.
And I just mean as people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're,
yeah,
revolting. You know, they don't shower, right? they're kind of revolting. You know, so, I mean, is that what it means, the right to be revolt?
No, so it's because it's right to revolution. Is, you know.
Oh, okay.
But that's, you know, it's another one of those things, like the color of law. How do you go about doing that?
I also don't necessarily think that, you know, quote, revolution, unquote, it is a viable option.
Okay.
Right? And I say that because revolution implies, at least within the context of things like the Constitution and that kind of thing, it implies just sort of, you know, getting the bums that are in power out and replacing them. You know, it sort of implies that you're just going to, you know, sort of reboot the system. I don't want the system to be rebooted at all.
Understood.
The system sucks, and it just needs to go away. It's archaic. It's barbaric. It's murderous. It has destroyed people. It continues to destroy people's lives on a daily basis. It needs to go the way of the dodo and be eliminated. There are plenty of perfectly good, fine ways for people to cooperate with one another on an individual and even group basis that doesn't require force.
And I don't even know if it implies that, because even the United States founding documents, right in there, it's alter or abolish. Doesn't say alter or replace. Mm-hmm. It says abolish.
I like the abolish
part. Get rid of it. That's, there you go. But how and who?
That's one of the titles I forget about all the time. I'm an abolitionist.
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer to just abolish the organization commonly referred to as the government.
Yeah, there was a movement several years ago that tried to get that vernacular back into popular speech. Like, oh, how would you describe your politics? Well, I'm an abolitionist.
Wasn't that like Bill Buppert? I think I remember him being a
abolitionist
guy.
Yeah,
he was kind of, you know, in the celebritarian days when folks, you know, YouTube was cool. And folks were getting the word out, and the message was being spread readily. I remember some folks on the abolition, you know, train.
And it made sense at the time, right? And but then as a movement to use that terminology, it kind of fizzled and went nowhere.
Yeah. Man, I feel like I need a drink.
We're bringing it back. Oh.
Do you need a drink?
There's an alcohol shortage, apparently.
What? Nikki, is there an alcohol shortage?
There sure is, apparently.
What the hell?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
This is not news to my liver.
So I found this article about the U.K., called It's Brexmas, From Turkeys to Alcohol, How Will Shortages Affect Christmas? So I kind of, you know, wanted to dig a little deeper, and apparently there are also alcohol shortages in the United States. But the interesting thing about the UK article is they are blaming it on Brexit, which is the UK exiting from the European Union.
I can see that.
So, you know, interesting spin, considering it's happening here, too.
Do you like to get boozy during the holidays? Well, the booze might be in short supply. We'll talk more about this here on Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. If you've missed any of the show, you can, of course, re-listen over at freetalklive.com. The show will be posted within an hour or so after the program is over tonight. Or any show that we've done really is available on archive. Just feel free to check us out at freetalklive.com. If you want to call and participate, though, please call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You may be hearing this show on a replay already. Not all the stations that carry us live for the full 3 hours. Some will, do a replay. So if you want to call, please call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time at 603-283-6160. Before we go on, because I really want to hear about this alcohol shortage, because it explains why I couldn't find one of my favorite whiskeys, I want to say thank you to Cat Cooper. Cat Cooper is a Silver Amps contributor. What does Amps mean? It's Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. You can find out more about the program over at amps.freetalklive.com. where you can contribute, and the money you contribute goes to help getting this show onto more radio stations, getting us, a better, presentation, getting us basically onto more radio stations and more outlets, not only in the U.S., but worldwide. We're talking online, globally, we're on satellite channels, etc., and so on. If you like the content, you like the hosts, the co-hosts, if you're a listener and you've derived any sort of value out of this program, please consider contributing over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Cat Cooper, for your contribution. You are appreciated. All right, so tell us more, Nikki, about this booze shortage.
So we've been hearing a lot about supply shortages all over the U.S. There was the thing with, not having enough workers. We don't have enough truckers. The thing with the ships off the coast of California or whatever.
Yep.
So there's been a lot of talk in the U.S., at least, about supply chain shortages. And apparently it's the same deal in the UK, they're dealing with the same sort of stuff. There's not enough workers, and they're kind of blaming it, at least in the UK, they're blaming it on leaving the European Union. And, you know, they're talking about how people won't be able to get Christmas trees, about how there's an alcohol shortage, and about how, you know, you can't get toys and gifts and food.
Leaving the Union should have no impact on, you know, production.
Well, and they're talking about trade, too.
Right.
Trade is a big thing.
There were some unintended consequences with Brexit, with international trade. And trade agreements that previously were, by default, needed to be renegotiated because they're not part of the European Union.
Sure, okay. But so production isn't in question, it's the trade that's in question.
Production might be in question because of COVID-related issues, but specifically the Brexit part was trade.
What a continuing conundrum of crap, right? The COVID thing and then, like, you know, the renegotiation of trade contracts and then the ships, like you mentioned.
Yep.
Still going on?
That's a backlog, man. With that many ships, like, just waiting to be unloaded, like, that's not going away anytime soon.
So the article continues. So this is a different article about the U.S. Many people across the United States are walking out of liquor stores without booze due to an alcohol shortage that has persisted since the pandemic beginning. Liquor stores in Vermont, New Jersey, Ohio, and Pennsylvania are facing alcohol shortages that stem from beyond the pandemic, but also include persistent issues from supply chain shortages.
Good thing we got those state-run liquor stores in New Hampshire, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any issues in New Hampshire yet, but I might want to stock up, fellas.
I fully do not support state-run liquor stores. They can kiss my you-know-what.
And then I have another article from Maine saying, Portland, Maine, empty shelves at liquor stores might not seem like much the day before Thanksgiving, but Sam Patel, the owner of Back Bay and Hilltop Superette, said it's not only because of the holiday, but also because of an alcohol shortage. According to NBC News, this is due to glass manufacturers in Italy and France having a hard time making glass bottles that many liquors are packaged in. So we're kind of seeing a different story here, too, where it's like, it seems like just like the perfect recipe for disaster, right? Like, we have trade issues, and then we don't have enough truckers, and then, you know, we have not enough bottleneck
at the ports, right?
Yeah, and then we don't have enough people working in the manufacturing facilities and the factories. So it just seems like...
It kind of reminds me of iPencil, right? I know Joe, the book, iPencil.
It's not familiar.
Oh, my goodness. You guys have to read that book. It's basically all the...
Tell me what to do.
You don't have to do anything. You may want to read that book.
I strongly suggest.
But it's basically the book. Joe Biden referenced it like a couple of weeks ago, ironically, in talking about these trade issues. Because the book itself describes all the intricate production that goes into just making a pencil.
I've heard of this book.
Right. From where all the materials are sourced to where it gets, you know, compiled and processed and whatever. So we talk about, like, why is there a liquor shortage? And it's like, well, part of that issue is because of glass manufacturing in Italy and France. Really puts into perspective just how many little details goes into simply, like, getting that product to the store shelves for you.
I'm going to have to look into what I call insourcing. Right? You've heard of outsourcing, right?
Yeah.
That's where you have a thing you want to do, and you look for it outside of your normal, you know, area that you live in or whatever. Insourcing is the opposite of that. You look for an opportunity within your community or your local area to do something. I'm specifically wondering about what kinds of hops can be grown in the New Hampshire climate.
Okay.
Just to be able to manufacture, like I want a homebrew, right?
Was it worth the investment?
Well, right. But growing hops is, you know, an investment in time. I would much prefer to find a strain of hops that grows comfortably regularly during our natural growing cycle, because that's going to be the best tasting, right?
Did you just list one off? I heard you say something.
Fiddlehead.
Okay.
You can use Fiddlehead to make IPAs.
Okay. Oh, great.
There you go.
I know this because there's a beer called Fiddlehead, and they use Fiddlehead to make their IPAs, and it's delicious.
I'll have to not make an IPA, but, you know.
But you can use Fiddlehead.
I can use Fiddlehead. Okay.
But, again, moonshiners, right? You can't,
yeah.
You can't bring it in, distill it yourself?
I have seen...
Potato vodka?
I have seen, and I kind of read up on it a little bit, I have seen home stills for sale now on, like, Amazon.
Yeah.
My friend brews her own mead. And it seems pretty easy. Like, you just have to be careful, like, sanitizing your stuff so you don't, you know, get sick. But it doesn't seem, like, too difficult to do.
Yeah. And then I've read, and I believe New Hampshire, it is still illegal for you to distill spirits.
Okay.
I don't know if that includes, like, a home still where you're doing, like, a half a gallon of vodka or something, you know?
I would say that they wouldn't care, but it's like, when you're talking about the actual law, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd, you know.
But either way, like, home brewing some beer.
Don't tell the state what you're doing.
Well, okay.
Well,
okay.
Here we are.
We're only telling,
literally
everybody. Radio stations, plus the internet and some satellite. You know, the entire globe is, you know, hearing what we're talking about. But, you know, if there is going to be an alcohol shortage, then getting a skill related to making that locally is going to be something to benefit those who are looking to the future.
Yeah.
That's the point, I guess, I'm getting at.
That's always, having a side skill like that is always a good thing. Like, I think one of the lessons to be learned during the COVID lockdown, pandemic, whatever you want to call it. What's your portmanteau from earlier?
It's propagandemic.
The propagandemic. Is that you need to be able to generate your own income away from your primary job.
Them side hustles.
Right. But more of that, and if you can turn that into a career as a distiller or moonshiner or whatever.
Or a brewer.
Or brewer.
I mean, I just turned my side hustle into my full-time career. Yeah. So, got to do what you got to do when you get the vaccine boot.
Yeah. Are you sad that you didn't, like, you know, do what this firefighter
did? Oh, I'm so sad. I wish I... If I just had that idea. Like, hindsight, like, looking back on it, I'm like...
Hindsight.
I'm like, I could have done this. Like, I could have made this way more of a thing. But I was just so burnt out from working in the hospital in COVID times that I was just, like, ready to kind of call it, I think.
We are out of time. Thanks to our callers. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to you guys, Nikki and Ricky Rich. Always fun doing a show. Again, visit us on freetalklive.com if you've missed any of this show. Thanks and peace.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.